Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Kate Constable here with you. And joining us now is Michael Leboff of the Islanders Anxiety Podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at The Big Lebowski. So let's talk about Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, Michael. So Sergei Bobrovsky came in with suddenly high expectations, but he got yanked in the middle of game number two. How much of that is, basically regression to the mean as far as what goaltenders tend to do over time, especially after a heater? And how much of this is just Vegas with overwhelming offensive firepower?
Towards the former. Nobody, could play at the level that Bobrovsky was playing at for as long as you need to get through an entire playoffs, right? And a two-week break, throwing in a two-week break in the middle of that, and it becomes even harder to maintain that level. It's definitely something that I think a lot of people saw coming. I didn't expect things to kind of blow up as much as they did. And I thought maybe Aiden Hill would struggle a little bit more than he has, but seeing Bobrovsky now hanging at 12-1 for the Conn Smythe, this is something I was talking about before the series, which was to kind of, if you are interested in Bobrovsky Conn Smythe, the Conn Smythe price, you can probably wait to see how those first two games go. Because look, if Florida comes back and wins the series now, he's going to need to be stellar, and all of a sudden he's 12-1 to win the Conn Smythe. So now would be the time, I would think, to get involved with the Bob Conn Smythe futures.
So what do you think about the total action? Obviously, the overs hit in the first two games here. First period overs have been on a crazy run for Vegas. I believe 13 out of the last 14. You know, sometimes when these series settle in, that you see lower scoring. We certainly see that in some other sports. We've gone over that with the NBA. Do you expect that to happen, where we'll eventually, if the penalty minutes can get in check a little bit here, where we do see less scoring?
Yeah, I think game three is actually a pretty good spot to go for the under or bets related to a more low event game. You can maybe look at the three-way tie as one. The first period under, I think, is worth a shot. I know that they've been on a heater here with Vegas games. And the Knights have this thing with at home, especially, it feels like, and this is more anecdotal than anything, that they just come shot out of the cannon in the fortress, and the game just, it turns into a carnival for those like first 10 minutes, and that reflects on the ice. But I think that this Florida's best chance to kind of find its way into the series is to slow things down a little bit. And they've been so out of sorts and they've lost their composure that they'll want to keep this game on script. So I think a slow start and a more sluggish game is an angle to work into your handicap for Thursday.
100 to win the series. If you want to back Las Vegas at all, I mean, there's not much value there. How would you approach someone who wants to bet on the Knights, but doesn't want to lay that juice?
Yeah, I think at this point you can feel pretty confident that if Vegas wins, it looks like Jonathan Marchessault would would be the Conn Smythe winner. He's even money, minus 105 to do so. So if you just want to be a part of the ride and bet Vegas to win the series, you can go that way. You could probably just go game to game here, even money. I think the line for game three looks about right, with Florida as a minus 120 favorite and Vegas as an even money underdog. So you can just go that route as well. But yeah, it's kind of tough to delay this kind of juice now with them up, 2-0, because we've seen Florida play pretty well with their backs against the wall, not just in the postseason, but going back to the regular season, where they needed to run off a stretch of six straight wins to get themselves back into the playoff mix.
You mentioned Jonathan Marchessault for Conn Smythe, and certainly he's done a fantastic job all playoffs long, 12 goals in his last dozen games. But through the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final, Vegas has 12 goals from 9 different players, including 3 from defensemen. I'm wondering if it's not Marchessault, if somebody else from Vegas can go on a run here, because the scoring has been evenly distributed.
Yeah, I was hoping that it would be Ivan Barbashev, because I put him in at 121 before the series, and I think he's been really good. But the problem is that Marchessault, Eichel, and Barbashev all play on the same line, and that line's been really good. So they just spread things out. That's what makes it so hard to catch him at this point, is that, like you said, like their production is so spread out that for someone to get on a heater, not only is that, you're betting on that, but you're also betting on Marchessault not to be the facilitator. Let's say it's Eichel, right? Like that Marchessault's not picking up an assist on an Eichel goal or, something like that. So I think at this point, like I would feel pretty confident that it would be Marchessault if Vegas wins, almost certainly. And the thing, oftentimes at this point in the Stanley Cup final, the Conn Smythe favorite for the team up 2-0 is much at a much shorter price than this. But I think because Marchessault is not a huge name like Cale Makar was last year, or Nikita Kucherov, or players like of that ilk, I think because he's not a superstar, he's not getting as much of the money or the respect that let's say if you gave Jack Eichel the goals that Marchessault has scored, Eichel would be, -250 right now, I would say.
Michael, am I overreacting if I say after two games, look, 2023 ain't it? A goaltender is not going to win the Conn Smythe this year. Bobrovsky had the path. He had the opportunity. He's now been benched twice in the playoffs. Even if they do win, that might be too much to go up against. It's probably going to be Tkachuk, because he'd be a big part of that. And Adin Hill has been really, really good. But what's been the story with Vegas? All of the scoring that we've seen of late. Am I overreacting to say after two games that I just don't see a goaltender winning it this year?
No, I don't think you're overreacting. And I would have – we talked on our podcast Line Change about getting involved in the position market and betting on the goaltender. It was like plus 250 before game one. And, now I think that has completely changed through these two games with just the way this series has patterned out. Like I said, I still think that if Florida comes back, like Bobrovsky, that probably correlates to Bobrovsky standing on his head a bit and taking the series over. So there's definitely a chance that it happens. But right now, the most likely outcome here is a Vegas series win. And I know Adin Hill's been a great story, but it's not. It'd be really tough to see the voters giving him the Conn Smythe half the playoffs for them. So I think you're on track there.
Is there a chance that the Panthers come back from this? I mean, they've done it against the Bruins and earlier in the playoffs, but so far the Knights have been pretty dominant in these two wins.
Yeah, I actually think there is a chance. I think a lot of times this we talked about this in with the Rangers and Devils series as we got towards the business end of that in round one, where the betting market in these best of sevens, which are you need to kind of just look at them as their own entities. It'll only react to what we've seen, which is we've only seen two games and we've only seen two Vegas wins. But that doesn't mean that, you know, game three, the Panthers don't come out and just, you know, put on a clinic. So, you know, one win for Florida all of a sudden swings the narrative back. And for the next couple of days, all we'll hear about is how well Vegas has played and that Florida has lost its composure a bit and maybe the magic's rubbed off on Florida. But that changes with, you know, a 2-0 lead for the Panthers in game three. So I do think Florida is still live here. 4-1 is interesting. I think that if you're going to bet the Panthers to win game three, you might as well take a chunk of that. Or like I said, the Bobrovsky Conn Smythe future as well. But yeah, I don't think that you can count this team out at all. They're a feisty bunch, and Bobrovsky has shown that he can get not just hot, but, you know, world beating hot on a moment's notice.
Well, and especially after how lopsided game two turned out to be, there may be some value as far as betting on the series to go, say, 6 or 7 games if you think Florida can come back and make things interesting. And so definitely I agree with you there. As far as the top goal scorer in this series, Marchessault is the favorite at -130 on BetMGM. Matthew Tkachuk at 5-1. After that, you've got a 12-1 with Mark Stone. Eichel's there and several others. Any value in someone not named Marchessault in this market?
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I think Anthony Duclair, who has a goal under his belt already, is fine at 35-1. That's about where he was hanging before the series started. And I think he's been really good. I think that line with him and Barkov has been really solid. Like, I don't think Barkov's a bad shout either at 40-1. I know he's got to work his way back and catch Marchessault with no goals under his to his credit yet, but he's interesting. Of course, the guy that I've been backing on Florida because his odds have been huge and he plays on the second line with Tkachuk and Bennett has been Nick Cousins in every series, and he's the one that got robbed by Aiden Hill in that save that made the round. So that was a nice gut punch. But yeah, I think Duclair is absolutely live in this market still, especially since he's already scored.
So what's your prediction now? You're stepping in. What's the final series price going to be? I see this morning that the favorite for the series result is now Vegas in 5, and then the second favorite is actually a 4-game sweep. What would you say?
Yeah, I think this goes at least 6. So, if I were to give a prediction, I would say Vegas wins the series in 6. I think Florida is game, and they're so hard to kind of just count out with the way that they play in the goaltending. I actually think that the Radko Gudas injury is a pretty big deal just because they were already so thin defensively, and they only get thinner now. Not that, you know, Gudas is a elite defenseman by any stretch, but he's solid and plays a role for them, and now they get thinner in an area that was already of concern. But This is a feisty bunch. They're very good at, at what playing their style. And I think that getting some matchups that they'd like on home ice, which is, getting Matt Tkachuk away from the Mark Stone line, however they want to play it, will help a little bit. But yeah, I don't think this one's over. We saw with Vegas and Dallas, like the Stars had a little bit of a dead cat bounce after they went down 3-0. And I'd expect something, some sort of response here from Florida, whether it's, winning a game at or two at home. But it does feel like at this point down 2-0, you'd have to say it's the ninth series to lose.
Yeah, outside of Bobrovsky not performing the way he did in previous series, what's the issue with the Panthers? Or what do they need to do to get back into this series? Is Vegas just a bad matchup for them, or are they just not playing up to their potential?
I think they, it's funny. I took a lot of encouraging stuff from Florida. I thought they were going to struggle a lot at 5-on-5 and just need to counterpunch and hope Bobrovsky stood on his head. And they actually played pretty well 5-on-5 in game one, but in that game and in game two, they lost, they didn't play disciplined and they lost the moments like Florida in their series win against Boston and then against Toronto and Carolina, they were just the more clinical, ruthless team that came up bigger in the moments and kind of held their nerve better in whether it's a big battle in front of the net or an odd man rush within a tie game that they needed to either get a save or score, and they're just not doing that right now. So I think that kind of stuff makes me feel okay about their chances to at least make some noise in the series. Game two, I should say, they were not good, but I still think that there's a moment here or there that if it breaks the other way, especially in game one, we're having a very different conversation.
About 30 seconds left here, Michael. As far as money line or puck line for game three happening Thursday night, any value either way?
Yeah, I'll be quick. I want to keep trying to bet into an Aiden Hill blow-up game. Like his pedigree as a goaltender is that he's an average backup in the NHL. So I'm expecting at some point he just has one game where it's just ugly. So I actually think Florida, if you want to bet them on the money line, it may be betting a -1.5 or a -2.5 or something like a team total is worth it.
Good deal. It would be 2-1 on the puck line on BetMGM if you go that route. So good stuff there. Michael Leboff of the Islanders Anxiety and Line Change podcast. Also follow him on Twitter at The Big Lebowski. Michael, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our latest thoughts on the NBA Finals. And of course, our Blake Snell bet right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.